Now, although talks on a possible US anti-missile defence system in the Czech Republic and Poland have barely begun, the idea has already met with plenty of controversy. Russian President Vladimir Putin last week slammed the plan as an attempt to change the strategic balance in Europe, saying that Russia would come up with a highly effective response. Many Czechs consider it a threat to national security, and some EU members have unofficially criticised the fact that the US missile base would be part of a bilateral defence agreement. Czech MEP Libor Rocek, as well as MEPs from Poland and Holland, have made the first official move to open up debate on the issue within the European Union. Last week, they sent a letter to the EU Council, officially asking to be informed about its position on the matter. Daniela Lazareva spoke to Mr. Rocek on the phone to find out what this move is in aid of.
What I would like to know, together with my colleague from Poland, is how the European Council views this cooperation. Because we are convinced that even if we have the radar bases in the Czech Republic and the other part in Poland, so it won't solve the defense problem for the entire European Union, both the territory of the EU and NATO. So that's why we are asking the European Council, how do they see this problem of the missile defense? And also we would like to know what the Council, what the EU is intending to do, whether the EU should talk about it with the United States or with NATO. In other words, we would like to look for the solution together.
If the Czech Republic were to go ahead with this plan, would it in any way be violating its EU commitments?
It wouldn't be violating any commitments because there aren't any commitments. There aren't any commitments towards EU, and also there aren't any commitments also vis-a-vis the United States. So if the Czech Republic or Poland or both countries go ahead with this project, so it won't violate any commitments we have.
Is there a hint of criticism in this? Do you feel that the Czech Republic as an EU member state should be looking really to work on European defence matters more than striking a deal with an overseas partner in this respect?
I think the Czech Republic and Poland, we should leave just this narrow national perspective and try to look for common solution, either within the framework or the EU or within the framework of NATO. Because I'm convinced, as I mentioned, even if we have this radar system, it won't solve the defense problems of the entire European continent. It won't solve the defense problems of Germany. It won't solve the defense problems of Austria, France, Great Britain and other countries. So let's look for the solutions together.
Have you in any way held talks or had any contact with the Czech government in this respect? What is the answer of the Czech government to this kind of argument?
As far as I know, there is no answer yet because it's a new, fresh idea. Up to now, the Czech government is thinking only in terms of, you know, national interest or bilateral agreements with the United States. What I would like to see from the Czech government to look at the situation from a wider European or NATO perspective, respectively.
Czech MEP Libor Rocek there, talking to Daniela Lazareva about the EU's reaction to the proposed construction of a US missile defence system in Poland and the Czech Republic. Now it's time for this week's sports news with Lenka Patak.